Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us. Every time when your servant opens his mouth and explains your word, I pray that you give him wisdom, spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that he can explain your word clearly to your children, and so that we are prepared to fight the battle and prepared to do good will, to do good job in your sight. And when we pay attention to what you have to say to us, by the time when we are in trouble, in distress, in famine, when we cry out to you, I pray that you pay attention to our prayer and answer us in a speedy manner too. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I would like to begin it from the end, so that when you people read the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, don't ever think that it is the word of man. It is the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37. If anybody think he is a prophet or spiritually gifted, let him acknowledge that what Paul is writing to us is the Lord's command. So it is not Paul's opinions. If you obey him, you are not obeying Paul. If you obey him, you obey our Lord Jesus Christ's command. So now go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. And Paul said that follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts. We all know that spiritual gifts is given by God the Father, given by God the Son, and also given by the Holy Spirit. And but once he given us the spiritual gifts, if we find out that we serve the church that you are serving lacking certain kind of gifts, you can eager desire the greater gifts. And Paul say that because at that time in the church of Corinth, a lot of people seeking after the lower level kind of gifts, that is speaking in tongue. And Paul's using the entire chapter 14, talk about the difference between speaking in tongue and speaking in prophecy. And Paul say that speaking in prophecy, if you seek for this kind of gifts, it is higher gifts. Because if you have the gifts of prophecy, you can edify the whole church instead of just edify yourself. If you just speak in tongue, Paul said that you are speaking to yourself, you are speaking to God. No one understands what you're talking about. So Paul even go on and say, if you really want to edify the church, and if you find out that you have the gifts of tongue, you better ask God to give you the gifts of interpretation. In other words, when you're speaking in tongue, and because you are in control of the Holy Spirit, then you speak in tongue. And when you find out that no one can interpret that, then you remain silent. You don't go on and wasting people time. When you come just like teaching Sunday school, teaching Bible study, make sure that you're well prepared. If you're not well prepared, you're wasting people time. And when you say something to other people, make sure you understand what you're talking about, why you're saying what you're saying. What do you want people to do with it? Okay? So the title of this sermon is to have an effective ministry. In order to have effective ministry, you have to have the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. You act like Jesus, you speak like Jesus, then your ministry is effective. And Jesus' ministry is the way of love, because according to the definition, chapter 13, verse 4, all the way to verse 8, is the definition of love. And after you follow the way of love, and then you eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gifts of prophecy. I say that one more time. This portion of the scripture is not speaking to the pastor, asking the pastor to seek for the gifts of a prophecy. No, this portion of the scripture is speaking to the entire church. Speaking to the entire church. If you want to grow in your spiritual life, if you want your ministry to be effective, and the Lord commands that, it's not what Paul said, because what Paul's writing is the Lord's command. The Lord Jesus Christ said, eagerly desire the greater gifts of prophecy. He encouraged the brother and sister for that. Now I give you two illustrations. January 2nd in Hong Kong, Lydia called me last week and said, asked me what is she going to talk to the friends and relatives on the memorial service. And she said that she didn't want any pastor in Hong Kong to do the preaching. She wanted to do the preaching. Brother and sister, if she did not open her house every Thursday to have Bible study, she's leading the Bible study. And also on Friday, she go to Queenie's house to study Bible. Okay? And once in a while, she stand here and do the preaching, right? She seek the gifts of prophecy. When a time of need, she can stand up and say that, I do the preaching, and I know what's the need of my family member. I know them, so I can use the word of God to preach to them. That's on January 2nd, memorial service in Hong Kong. Brother and sister, I say that one more time. If you being lazy and not tell other people what you have learned, in a time of need, you cannot stand up and do that. Everybody say? You don't know. You don't know what time the Lord can use you. Okay? Remember one thing. Psalm 62 verse 12. Surely, one thing God has spoken. I will reward each person according to what he has done. Don't come to see Jesus with the empty handed. Nobody know what kind of need of your parents, what kind of need of your brother and sister, or what kind of need of your children. You know that. If you have the gifts of prophecy, you can tailor make the sermon according to their need and change their life, and then they be saved. January 2nd, Frank also doing the preaching in the memorial service because her sister forbid him to let any pastor to do the preaching. I say no problem. I say I can write it out. I write out the sermon. You study it, and then you deliver. Brother and sister, I don't know whether you recognize. A few years ago, when what was her name, Gabby, when she come out to speak, only Gabby can hear her voice, right? And now she be loud and clear now, right? The more you practice, it's for your own good. You don't know what happened in the future, and when your company, the CEO asks you to represent the company to speak, to be the spokesman of the company. And if you practice it in the church, you can say anytime. Okay? Brother and sister, seeking for the higher gifts is the Lord's command. Do not be lazy. You start open up your house and teach other people. Superficially, you're helping other people. In fact, you're helping yourself. Okay? Okay, let's go on. Verse 2. If anyone who speaks in tongue does not speak to man, but to God, because no one understands what he's trying to say. If you say something that no one understands, you better remain silent. Don't keep on saying things that no one understands. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mystery with his spirit. But everyone who prophesies speaks to men for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. He who speaks in tongue edifies only himself, not the church, unless he can interpret or someone else sitting there can interpret on his behalf. So he who speaks in tongue edifies himself. If you're just doing something, wasting people's time, edify yourself because you're speaking a mystery with your spirit, you are self-seeking. When you are self-seeking, you are not following the way of love. The definition of love in chapter 13, verse 5, love is not self-seeking. You don't just say something that to prove to yourself you have the spiritual gifts of tongue and wasting people's time and people open their mouth, don't even know what you're talking about. No one interpret. Don't do that. If you do that, you follow the way of hatred. You're wasting people's time. You're not following the way of love. The way of love is not self-seeking, seeking the benefit of other people. But he who prophesies edifies the church. So that's why it's a higher gifts. And then in verse 5, Paul said that I would like every one of you to speak in tongue, but I would rather have you prophesy. Right beside verse 5, you write down verse 37. If anybody thinks he is a prophet or spiritually gifted, I'm spiritually gifted, I have the gift of tongue, let him acknowledge that what I am writing to you is the Lord's command. If he ignore this command, he himself will be ignored. Brother and sister, if you disobey the Lord, when you are in need, you cry out to him, he ignores your prayer. That's what exactly the book of Proverbs says. The prayer of a wicked man, the Lord hates. Why? Because he ignored God and he tried to ask God to give him favor. The Lord say, no favor. Another portion of the scripture say, he who finds me finds favor. He who finds me and finds life, and he will receive favor from the Lord. If you want to gain favor in the sight of God, you learn to obey his command. When he tells you seek for higher gifts, you seek for higher gifts. In due time, you not only benefit yourself, through you can benefit your own family, through you can benefit the whole church. A lot of people, they don't read the scripture. They read it, they don't understand. And then, what good does it do if you read the scripture, doesn't understand? And that's why your life don't change. And when people tell you to do that, you say, well, this is your opinion. Not everyone is like that. I know. Different people have different gifts. I know that. Not everyone have the gifts of prophecy. But the Lord command us to seek for the gifts of prophecy. The more you know the Bible, the better you are. The first day I come to know the church, come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and I was invited to go out to do the preaching. Tell other people how I come to know Jesus Christ. But I didn't grow. I don't read the scripture. I don't know that I need to read the scripture. I thought I just give the witness, testimony, or how I know how I was saved. Until one day, one person asked, tell me, how come you say the same testimony again and again? You know? Didn't you read the scripture? I said, oh, no, I don't. And I was ashamed. Ever since then, I read the scripture. Okay? And then I lead Bible study. I still remember in 1988, I led 7 Bible study at the church, at Red Deer, at all other places, at fellowship, and finally, because I studied the scripture, it benefited myself. The more I studied the scripture, the more I can recognize the voice of the Lord. When He speaks to me, I recognize His voice. You don't read the scripture, that means you tell Jesus, don't talk to me, I talk to you. Okay? Don't do that. You listen to His voice. The more you listen to His voice, the more you understand the scripture. I give you some illustration how Paul followed Jesus. In Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 34, Jesus said, the servant of God has two characters. First, he speaks the word of God. When he speaks the word of God, not the word of man. Secondly, when he speaks, he is filled with the Holy Spirit. That is what Jesus Christ said. And it is written, for the one whom God has sent, speak the words of God. For God gave the Spirit without limit. When God sent you, He will equip you with His word, and He will empower you with His Holy Spirit. Then let's hear. Let's hear what Paul say, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Paul said that, follow my way, my example, because I follow the example of Jesus Christ. According to 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. What kind of example he talking about? 1 Corinthians 14:37. Paul said that, the writing that I'm giving it to you, not only 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Book of Romans, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, and 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. 13 books that's written by Paul is the word of the Lord. Every word that utter from his mouth is the word of God. He followed that. According to the testimony of Dr. Luke in the book of Acts, chapter 9, the moment Paul come to know Jesus Christ, Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then when he first preached the gospel to other places, I think it's chapter 12, something like that. And the Bible say his name was changed from Saul to Paul, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Brother and sister, when we come to the prayer meeting, every Wednesday, make sure, if you don't ask for anything, make sure you ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want you to write that down. Right beside Holy Spirit in here, you write down Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. He himself not only filled with the Holy Spirit, brother and sister, he asked the congregation to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do not get drunk with alcohol, because it leads to debauchery, but to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He not only himself was filled with the Holy Spirit. He know what's good for him. He know what's good for the church. He asked you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I know a lot of people come to the church. They ask for the thing that they like. they're not getting it. Because the book of James say that. Because you ask for the thing that you like, you're going to squander it, you're going to waste it, you're going to use it in your own way. You not follow the way of love. So God say, I won't give it to you. But when you ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, it can edify the whole church. When you edify the whole church, brother and sister, I guarantee you, just like 2 Samuel chapter 7, when David wanted to build the temple of God, and God said, you want to build my house? My house? Let me build your house forever and ever. You bless God, and God said, let me bless you until 1,000 generations. Don't just benefit yourself. Don't follow self-seeking. Okay? Do follow the way of love. Edify the whole church. Paul himself was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then he asked other people to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul himself, he was filled with the Word of God. And then in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, he asked other people to be filled with the Word of God. Let the word of Christ fill your heart. As you teach, you're going to teach with God's wisdom. You're going to teach with God's knowledge, with God's revelation. Then you can edify the church. A lot of people say, well, Pastor, I don't see the gifts of prophecy, but I want to be I want to join the choir. I want you to write that down, brother and sister. Even though you join the choir to sing songs to God, according to Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, if you are not let the word of Christ to be filled in your heart, when you sing hymn, when you sing song, spiritual song, it won't edify yourself either, because you don't know what you're singing. You don't know that. Sometimes when you sing, if you are filled with the word of Christ, when you sing, you are so moved. You don't even need to listen to the sermon already. God already spoke to you. I don't care what kind of ministry you are doing it. If you are not filled with the word of God, you don't even know what you're doing. That guy, Paul, is a good man. You can do whatever you like. I'm speaking to you in a language that you can understand. That's the way of love. And that's a good way. That's the effective ministry. You help yourself. You know what? When your grandson, when your granddaughter come to you, you're going to lay hand on them. I'm going to pray for you. And I know for sure you're going to get the blessing. Because I pray with the word of Christ. Some people, you know, just like what Paul said in chapter 13, 1 Corinthians, when I was a child, I speak like a child, I thought like a child, I reason like a child, and I never grow. Be living in Jesus Christ for 20, 30 years, it's still like a child. That's no good. That's why Paul said that. When you seek spiritual gifts, seek for higher spiritual gifts. Don't just seek for a gift that benefits yourself. All right? Let's go back. Paul said that. What I speak is the word of God. And then Paul said that. When I speak, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Just like Jesus did. The one God sent, he speak the word of God. And Paul say, if you are spiritual, gifted, if you are a prophet, you better acknowledge that what I said, what I have written, is the word of the Lord. If you ignore it, you don't know, you yourself will be ignored because you're being ignorant. You know why people don't know? Do you know why people don't know? I write that down to you. Right beside he being ignored, verse 38. 14:38. If you don't know, that means Gospel of John 7:16-18. Turn to it. Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own." Paul said the same thing. "My writing is not my own. It comes from him who sent me." That verse 16, you write down 334. In verse 17, if anyone chooses to do God's will, if you obey God and do his will, then he will find out that whether my teaching come from God or whether I speak on my own. Verse 18, he who speak on his own does so to gain honor for himself. But he who work for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him. Paul is a man of truth, just like Jesus Christ is a man of truth. When he say, "Follow my way as I follow the example of Jesus Christ," he's not just giving you a statement. He's making you a declaration. That's the way to go. Because he did that. That's why his ministry is so effective. When Peter, John come to know Jesus, Saul hasn't even come to know Jesus yet. He come to know later, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But he is greatly used by Jesus Christ. His ministry is effective ministry because he knows the trick. He knows the mystery. He knows how to have an effective ministry. He himself seek the word of Christ fully, and he hide that within his heart. He was filled with the word of Christ, and he is filled with the Holy Spirit. And his ministry is effective, can lead a lot of people to Christ. You know what? When Paul writes 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Peter hasn't even write one book. Until Paul write all the book, and Peter read them all and understand it, then he say, "What I'm writing is same as what Paul is writing." That means he has read Paul's writing. Am I right? But Paul never read his writing. You know what? When you are seek to be filled with the word of Christ, seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit, listen to what John say. 1 John chapter 2, 24 to 27. Two things. If you seek to be filled with the word of Christ, and you seek with the Spirit of Christ, Apostle John say that you don't need anyone to teach you. So that's why Paul, when he write Galatians chapter 1, I wasn't taught. Also in chapter 2, I wasn't taught by Apostle Paul. No, I wasn't taught by him. I was taught by God himself. I was taught by Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, do you want to have a direct contact with God? Seek these two gifts. Seek to be filled with the word of Christ. Seek to be filled with the Spirit of Christ. You don't need anyone to teach you. You don't need to listen to any other sermon. You can read the scripture and you understand. That's not what I say. This is what Apostle Paul said. This is what Apostle John said. As a matter of fact, I tell you one thing. Although in 16, 17, Matthew and 18, I know that at that time, including 19, at that time, you know who is the leader among the 12 apostles? Peter was the leader. Unfortunately, Apostle John write more book than Peter, because Apostle John has a better understanding of the scripture than Peter. Revelation, he write that 22 chapter. Gospel of John, 21 chapter. 1 John, 5 chapter. 2 John, 1 chapter. 3 John, 1 chapter. How many books? five books. Apostle Peter only write two books. Five chapter first book, three chapter second book, only eight chapter. You see that? That's why when Peter, when he become old, he's just about to pass away, you know what he say? Brother and sister, chapter 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18, I want you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Because he regret, he didn't grow in that. How can you grow? You learn to teach other people. You study the scripture. When people challenge you, ask you a question, why are you saying what you're saying? What are you talking about? You don't feel ashamed, you go home and study. Polish it. The more you study, the more God can use you. Don't just pray, oh, Lord, use me, and then don't study. Don't do that. When you ask the Lord to bless your job, make sure you're not a sluggard. Make sure you work harder. Well, that's what I learned. I learned this from this apostle. I find out some are better than the other, and that's the fact of life. Some people are at the beginning, but end up to be at the end. Everybody want to be the head of the apostle, 12 apostle. James and John want that. But Jesus say, can you drink my cup of suffering? And John say, yes, I can. Yes, you can. You can write five books. Let's go. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. But everyone who prophesies speak to men for their strengthening, for encouragement, and for comfort. He who speaks in tongue edify himself because nobody understands what he's talking about. But he who prophesies, edify the church. Everybody understand. I would like every one of you speak in tongue, but I would rather have you prophesy, because that's a better gift. He who prophesy is greater than the one who speaks in tongue, unless he interprets, so that the church may be edified. Now, brother, if I come to you and speak in tongue, what good will I be to you? It's useless. It's wasting my time. You know what? If I read the scripture and after I spend 10 hours, I don't understand. If I don't understand, I'm wasting my time. That's why every time when you open up the scripture, you have to pray like what Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Our glorious Father, our Father in heaven, I pray that you give me the spirit of revelation and spirit of wisdom so that I understand what you're trying to say to me. Do you know where do I learn this? Do you know where do I learn this? Do you want to learn it? In Psalm 119, the psalmist asked God, every time when I read it, you give me understanding. You give me wisdom because I'm your servant. I do not want to make a fool of myself when I say things. And then he confessed before God in the last verse of Psalm 119, which is 176. I'm just like a lost sheep. You know what's a lost sheep? Hear the voice of the shepherd, but do not recognize it. You know what I mean? And go your own way. Not just 1 year is like that. Every year is like that. Today is the last day of 2017. If you want to make a commitment, now's the best time. Otherwise, we are still a lost sheep. We went astray. You know what? How come you went astray? Do you know how come you went astray? According to 1 John chapter 2, Apostle John said that I write it to you because someone lead you astray. He said, no, you just come into the church. You just listen, you'll be all right. No, it's not all right. Apostle James said that. Don't deceive yourself if you just listen. Not just be the hearer of God's word. You got to memorize it. in verse 25, and then you do it, then you'll be blessed. You have to do it, man. You have to study it yourself. Chapter 1, verse 25. James. Okay, you okay, stay here. Now, Apostle John say, I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. Write that down. Psalm 119, 176. So many people in the church was led astray. And the pastor say, oh, I feel very comfortable to this pastor. He says, tell me something I know. No, a lot of things you don't know. Your life has to be changed. You need to be cut in your heart. You say, not, I'm not happy with that. I'm still a child. I speak like a child. I thought like a child. I reason like a child. I don't want to be like a child. I want to put the childish thing behind me. I want to grow into maturity. Then you'll be blessed. Then you'll be used by God. And the psalmist say, I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. You know what? A lot of people come to the church. They thought they're expert in critique the sermon. And they thought, oh, this is good. Oh, no, this is no good. I don't care whether this is good or this is no good. And let me tell you, this is the word. This is the command of God. Everybody say, this is the command of God. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the word of Christ. Just like 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8, Paul said, if you reject my word, you are not rejecting me. And I'm afraid you rejecting God who gives you the Holy Spirit. How dare he say that? Because he knows every time when he speaks the word of Christ. When he say, follow my example, he meant what he said. Because I follow the example of Jesus Christ. How do I know that person speaking the word of Christ or speaking his own word? If I do the will of the Father, every time when I go to the church, I listen to the sermon, I study it myself, and then I put it into practice, I can recognize Jesus' voice. I know, yeah, this is the word of Christ. That's the work of Satan. You know what? Paul said that anyone who has the gift of prophesy, when you sit in the pew, you weigh that. You examine it to see whether what he said is exactly the word of Christ. What if it is not the word of Christ? I want you to turn to it. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Chapter 14, verse 29. Two or three prophets should speak, and the other should weigh carefully what is said. I want you to circle the word, weigh carefully. When you hear something, you weigh carefully. What does it mean by weigh carefully? I want you to write that down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Weigh carefully means, verse 19, chapter 5, verse 19, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Make sure you know whether this teaching is from the Holy Spirit or not from the Holy Spirit. Do not treat prophecy with contempt. Think that you don't like because your life hasn't been changed. That's why you don't like it. Make sure your life is changed. Do not treat prophecy with contempt after you wait carefully. And then verse 21, test everything that you hear. Hold on to the good, avoid every kind of evil. How can you do that? How can you do that? If you're filled with the word of Christ, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you can do it because you're mature. You're not a child anymore. I read that again to you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. You come to the church, you have to do assignment, man. Don't just audit it. See that what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. You and I know that. According to the Matthew chapter 13, the first parable about parable of the sower, when the preacher sowed the seed of God, the word of God into your heart, you know what happened? You either memorize it. If you don't memorize it, Satan will take it away. Make sure you don't let Satan to take it away. Don't let the bird take your seed. That bird is the evil spirit. See to it that what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. If you remember God's word, you live in Jesus Christ, you live in God the Father. And what happened? What's the end result of doing that? What's the benefit of it? And this is what God promised us, eternal life. If you have the word of Christ remain in your heart, do not let Satan to take it away, you have eternal life. He who has the Son has life. He who has the word of Christ has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have his word, does not have his name, does not have Christ, does not have eternal life either. I am writing this thing to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. Some pastor, they don't even memorize God's word, so he didn't expect you to memorize. He's telling all kind of story. I'm not telling you story. I'm telling you biblical teaching. And Paul teaching you biblical teaching. Apostle John teaching you biblical teaching. I'm writing this thing to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. Do not be led astray, otherwise you'll become a lost sheep. Right beside here, verse 26, astray, you write down Psalm 119, 176. Don't be a lost sheep. Ask God to seek you. As for you, the anointing, circle the word anointing, you write down verse 20. We have an anointing from the Holy One. Circle the word Holy One is Jesus Christ. There's only one person is Holy One. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy One. We receive the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit called anointing. We receive the Holy Spirit from Jesus Christ. As for you, the anointing you receive, the Holy Spirit you receive from Jesus Christ, remain in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit. Just as it has taught you, remain in the Holy Spirit. I want you to write that down, brother and sister. Write down two things. Right beside 1 John chapter 2, 24 to 27, you write down Isaiah chapter 59, 20 to 21. 20 is the condition that God make a new covenant with you. What's the condition? You have to repent. When you repent, when you turn trust God, you're not turning away from God. When you turn trust God, God gonna turn trust you. When you hear this sermon, you turn around and resolve before the Lord from this day on until eternity. Just like Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7 say, from this day on until forevermore and forevermore. From this day on and forevermore, I will let my heart be filled with the word of Christ, and I will let my heart to be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is how Isaiah has said in the Old Testament, prophesied in the future when God make a new covenant with his people, with who? With the one who repent, with the one who turn to God, the Holy Spirit I give it to you, never let the Holy Spirit depart from your mouth, nor from your children's mouth until a thousand generations. The word of Christ that I give it to you, never depart from your mouth. What is from your heart, come out from your mouth. If you can say that with your heart, say that with your mouth, that means you are filled with his word, filled with his heart. That is how he make a new covenant with you. Brother and sister, you know who is a good pastor? The good pastor is writing in the New Testament, Apostle John, referring to Isaiah. They are talking about the same thing. He is a good pastor. He helps you to understand scripture. I want you to write that down right beside Isaiah chapter 59, verse 20 to 21. You write down 1 John chapter 2, 24 to 27. These are the things you have to teach your children. The more you teach, the more you memorize it. Superficially, you help other people. Actually, you help yourself. Because that's how you seek the gifts of prophecy. Don't just come to the church and close your eyes. Come to the church. Make sure your eyes wide open. Wait carefully what you hear. And I'm going to check him out. Just like the Church of Berea. Every time when he hear Paul teaching, and he go home and check him out to see whether what he's saying is come from the Lord. Do you know why God used Dr. Luke? It's with a reason. Because Dr. Luke check out God's word. If he didn't check it out, he didn't know how to write that down. Turn to Acts chapter 17, verse 10, verse 11. Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examine the scripture every day to see if what Paul said was true. He checked him out. He's not auditing. He checked him out. The moment you check him out, he will enter into your heart. I want you to write that down, 17:11. You write down, weigh carefully. Dr. Luke said the same thing. And Paul said the same thing. Test it. Hold on to the good. If you find out what he says come from God, hold on to it. Do not let it go. If you hold on to it, 1 John chapter 2, verse 24, you remain in Jesus Christ. You remain in God the Father. You don't hold on to it, you went astray. You'll be led astray. You hold on to it, you don't need anyone to teach you. God will teach you directly. You have a direct line. Hallelujah. God is good. First John chapter 14, verse 29. Paul encouraged in the church. Two people prophesy or three people prophesy. Maximum is three. The first person may be prophesied 15 minutes, another 15 minutes, another 15 minutes. That's what? 45 minutes already. Okay? Paul encouraged the brother and sister to be able to teach other people, practice it. Two or three prophets should speak, and the other should weigh carefully what is said. Check him out. Weigh carefully. You write Berean Church, 17:11, Act. And you write 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 19 to what? 21, 22, 23. Okay? Check them out. Weigh carefully. verse 30. And if a revelation comes to someone who is sitting down, the first speaker should stop. Don't be a proud man. That's why if anyone raises his hand in the church and asks a question, maybe he has a revelation that I don't have, I stop it. I listen to what he has to say. Don't say that, no, I cannot stop because I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. No, that's nonsense. If a revelation comes to someone who is sitting down, because he weighed carefully what is said by you, then he has a new revelation, the first speaker should stop. For you can all prophesy in turn so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged. Paul encouraged all brother and sister practice what he have given, what he have received, the gifts of prophecy. We have to practice it. Allow them to practice. Verse 32, the spirit of prophet are subject to the control of prophet. In other words, don't ever say, I'm the one who speak. You shut up. No, you don't do that. When he raises his hand, he has a question, you stop that and let him or her, I shouldn't say her, okay? Let him. Her should remain silent, okay? Let him raise the question, and then I will remain silent and let him speak. I will hear what he has to say. The spirit of prophet are subjected to the control of prophet. Don't ever say, no, I'm so filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm controlled by the Holy Spirit. I cannot stop. No, you can stop. Because the spirit, your spirit, can stop it. So in other words, if the evil spirit tries to deceive you, your spirit can say no. You understand? Because you are still in control. Don't ever say, no, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit now. I got to keep on doing it. No. If you are the prophet, you can stop it if you want. In other words, if you allow the evil spirit to control your life, you have to take the responsibility because you let it be controlled. Okay? Wow, this portion of the scripture I found is very, very good. The spirits of prophet are subject to the control of the prophet. You can control your spirit. So you have to take the responsibility. For God is not a God of disorder, but God is the God of peace. Can you imagine when I'm speaking? Let's say I have this gift of prophecy and Daniel tried to raise his hand and Daniel is speaking and two persons speaking. What happened to the rest of the church? It's so confused. It's disorder. That's no good. Only one people speaking at a time. Okay? Now I keep going. As in all the congregation of the saint, because this practice applies to all churches. Verse 34. I say not she, not her. Women should remain silent in the church. I want you to memorize these words, okay? Because when you raise your hand as a woman, you disgrace your husband and you disgrace yourself. You don't even know. Now, I want you to write that down right beside 34. I want you to write that down. You write down verse 37. What Paul is writing is not his suggestion. It's not his advice. He's not discriminating lady. He's not. It is the Lord's command. Thing that you don't understand, you don't raise your voice as a woman. You ask your husband. Let your husband ask the question. I want you to write that down. Write down Genesis chapter 3. When Eve sins against God, she tried to be the spokesman and spoke to the snake. Write that down. Don't do that. Okay? woman at the church should remain silent, has the sign in his in her head, cover her head. If you want to honor your husband, you don't honor yourself. As a man, when you want to honor, you honor Jesus Christ. How do I honor Jesus Christ? According to Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 18, you preach the word of Christ, you honor him. You preach your own word, you honor yourself. I found out a lot of pastors honor himself. Turn to 7:18, Gospel of John. Read that one more time. So the sink in our heart. Man should honor Jesus Christ. Woman should honor her husband. 7:18, he who speak on his own, that means he speak his own word, his own story, not the word of Christ. He tried to honor himself. He who speak his own does so to gain honor for himself. You write that down. You write down 1 Samuel chapter 15. When King Saul win the battle, and he tried to honor himself, build a monument, and God rejected him. Don't honor yourself. Honor God. Honor Jesus Christ. I go back, where are we? 7:18. Gospel of John. When I say that, you go home and read that. Don't use it here, okay? 7:18, he who speak on his own does so to gain honor for himself, but he who work for the honor of the one who sent him is the man of truth. There's nothing false about him. I say that one more time. Verse 34, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, women should remain silent in the church. If you hear the sermon, you have some revelation, you still remain silent. If you have a question, you should ask your husband. They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission, as the law said. This is what God said. If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husband at home, for it is a disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church. If you try to disgrace yourself, you go ahead. You not disgrace yourself, you disgrace your husband. That means you tell to the whole world, your husband cannot answer you. You go home and ask your husband, and you'll be surprised. Your husband can answer the question. You know why? You write down 14, 15, 16, Gospel of John. Because the Holy Spirit will help your husband. Help your husband to remember what he has heard and tell you. And you'll be surprised. For the sake of submission, the Holy Spirit will help your husband. Go 36. Did the word of God originate with you? I want you to write that down, right beside 36. You write down Genesis chapter 2. The word of God wasn't originate to woman. The word of God is originate to Adam. Chapter 15, chapter 2, verse 15, Genesis. The Lord God took the man, Adam, and put him in charge of the garden of Eden, to work it and to take care of it. Verse 16. The Lord God commanded the man. At that time, there's no Eve yet. Commanded the man, the Adam, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die. You write that down. Chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. The word of God originate not with Eve, but with Adam. Did the Word of God originate with you? No. Or are you the only people it has reached? God only speak to you? No. God speak to your husband first. You know, I found out one thing. This is spiritual truth. When you are highly educated, when you think you are wise, you will have a hard time in your own marriage. Okay? You better learn this lesson and learn it well. Submit to your husband. If you don't want to submit him, you think that he's a fool, don't ever get married to him. You understand? Do you hear that, Joyce? Do you hear that? If you think he's wise enough, submit to him. This is the right thing to do, right? This is not what Paul's suggestion. This is what, Kyle? The Lord command. And Paul later on in 1 Timothy chapter 2. You know what Paul say? The first person who sinned is not Adam, it's Eve. Because she wants to be a spokesman. And she speak and she disgrace herself. And I tell you one more time. Also in the Old Testament, Ecclesiastic. And Solomon said that, among 1,000 women, I cannot find one godly one. But among 1,000 men, I can find one is godly. Because God wants to use a man to speak to other people. Okay? Now I go back. Because then you say, well, Pastor John, how come you allow lady to prophesy, to teach? Because in chapter 12, as long as the woman who prophesied, who teach with the what? With what? With her head covered. And you submit to your husband at home. Right? You're not trying to dishonor your husband. Then you can preach. But when you ask the question without asking your husband first, you disgrace your husband, you disgrace yourself. You're supposed to remain silent. Listen to me for that. Okay? That's not what I say. That's what the survey say. A woman can talk in a day 10 times more than a man. The man can sit at home and without talking. Do you know that? Am I right, Yoling? Because he talked so much, he practiced so much, of course he speaks better than men. Always like that. Do you know that Donald Trump has tried one man and then tried another man to be the spokesman for the White House? These two guys lost the job. Until he get a lady, you know who is she? She's a daughter of an evangelical pastor. And later on, he quit the job as a pastor, he become a governor. She's a Christian. She know what to say and what not to say. She say the right thing. She's a good spokesman. Spokeswoman, or I should say spokesperson. That's why she still get a job. It's a very honorable job. Speak on behalf of Donald Trump, the president. Verse 36. Did the word of God originate with you? No. Or are you the only people it has reached? No. God words can reach all people, okay? If anybody think that he is a prophet or spiritually gifted, let him acknowledge that what I'm writing to you is the Lord's command. If he ignore this, he himself will be ignored, or she herself will be ignored. Therefore, my brother, be eager to prophesy. Do not forbid speaking in tongues. Anyone who has the gift of tongue allow him to speak. But the condition is either he interpreted or someone sitting there interpreted. If he speak out a sentence, nobody can interpret it, he remain silent. But everything should be done in a fitting way and in an orderly way. Because God is not a God of disorder, God is a God of peace. So I passed it already. You say that? Okay. Our Heavenly Father, I pray you encourage the brother and sister at the Apostolic Church to have an effective ministry, follow the way of love, eagerly seeking for higher gifts. A gift not only benefit ourselves, but benefit the whole church. By benefiting the whole church, the Lord Jesus Christ see that, he will give us more blessing. Help us to submit to your word, the precious word of our Lord Jesus Christ, and help us not to honor ourselves, but honor our Lord Jesus Christ. Because your word can give us a new birth. Your word can encourage us. Your word can give us comfort. Your word can strengthen our faith. Lord, I pray you speak to each and every one of us and help us to understand and practice it so that we be blessed in all our way, all our days. I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.